ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
And ಗದ್ದಾ ಮಲ್ತಕ್ಕೆ ನಮಗಿರತಕ್ಕಂಥದ್ದು ಮಾಡಿ ಅಷ್ಟೇ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಯಾಮ ಆಸನ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡನ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಡನ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಯು ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ರೆಗ್ಯುಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಫೋಕಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆನ್ ರಿಲ್ಯಾಕ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಸೊ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಲೆಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಶೋ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗಾ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನೋ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ Sometimes you think, why not have a healthy body by doing proper yoga? What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. But the question is, after having a healthy body, what do you want to do? Do you want to have a healthy body so that you can enjoy the pleasures of material world more and more? Or do you want to have a healthy body to serve Krishna? So that has to be moderation in doing yoga. So even if you can respond, sometimes you may find yourself doing some asana, a little bit, not to have a healthy body. But we demand the time, completely carried away by such yoga practices that you forget the goal of life. There was a very great yoga society leader. He had a son, right from childhood, he raised his son by giving the best of the health, best of the, you know, dry fruits and things like that. He raised his son in such a way that his body was like wax, very good natural mold his body. Then he raised his son to perform all kinds of asana. His son's body was that such a bit like rubber. It was so heavy. And by the time his body grew up to 20 years of age, he became world famous. He could change his body in any shape he wanted. Twist his body like a football, stretch his body like a tennis stick, he could do anything. He was so world famous. So this man, the father was about 8 years old. He was so proud of his son. That's the next to me, my son will take over the institution. And he will run this moment. But then this fellow had an accident, he had a car accident, and he broke his leg, part of his leg, and that was the end of all his yoga practice. After that, he did not do anything with yoga, he had to forget it completely. So yoga aspires to a very proper body, isn't it? He had to have proper bones and proper... So his accident, after he survived, he could not perform any more yoga after that. So this is the limitation of doing all this asanas and gymnastics, because the body is perishable. But if you do, the spiritual gymnastics, what we are doing, chanting Hare Krishna. You are trying to drag your mind to Hare Krishna's name. That is a really a worthwhile endeavor. Why? Because that exercise will never be lost if you chant Hare Krishna every day. And after you die, whatever progress you make will go along with you. Not like this healthy boy who lost his body after that. So, one has to work for a transcendental purpose. Now, in the next series, Arjuna is bringing forth very important things. Page number 37. 37 to 45, this is the last part of this chapter. But Krishna discusses about the failure in yoga. Arjuna Uvasa Ayati Shraddhayo Keto
Ayati Shraddhayo Keto
Here Arjuna is putting forth a very important question pertinent to all of us. He will ask me a question, what if one is unsuccessful in the path of spirituality? Suddenly this question should arise in anyone's mind. In the beginning of the moment, when Tamarakrishna was on Maharaj, when he met Srila Prabhupada, this is the question he asked him. And this is the first question he asked him. What if I am unsuccessful in spiritual life? Why, what will happen if I Prabhupada so much appealed in his question. Then he said, Arjuna had the same question. And Prabhupada referred to this particular section and spoke to him the answer given by Krishna. So, all of us have come to the spiritual path and we are advancing the spiritual path. So, many people engage in transcendental way of life, like a jnani, who are acquiring knowledge, who are trying to use the viveka, buddhi, to understand what is such. What is truth and what is atat and what is temporary. So they are also trying to discriminate between the two and understand. Similarly, there are yogis to also perform Rana Vastari, to achieve that felicity. And there are bhaktas, like all of us. So we are all getting the path of spiritual life. So while going in the path of spiritual life, somebody may slip down and fall away. What is the meaning of slipping down? That is one user wants regulatory laws, one does not worship God, one uses his spiritual practice and goes back to the same old lifestyle what he has been living before. It happens to some people. It has happened in the past, and Arjuna's question is very sensible. It can happen to anybody. The Prabhupada writes here in the purport, why does it happen to someone while practicing the path of spiritual life? Because we all know there is a very, very pure way of life, which is the ultimate life. And you know the people who are living a very pure life are the happiest people in the world, isn't it? The saintly persons, India is the land of saints, so many great, great saints and things have been born. And people who have led a very pure life, with no poverty of their own, with no selfish motive, not taking anything for themselves, they are giving to others, and they live the most happiest life. So we all want to come to that pure state of life. But now, we are in a material world, and eternity consciousness, and we are trying to give it up and rise above all these things. And that will become pure and pure. Why doing that, Prabhupada writes here in the purport, why should a person fall down? One thing he writes is, one may not be sufficiently serious, he writes, in spiritual life, if you see the purport he says. One way, simply act as a part of self-realization. But the process of cultivation of knowledge and the practice of the Eightfold Yoga system, that is, between jnana and yoga, both terms, are generally very difficult for this age. Therefore, despite constant endeavor, one may fail for many reasons. First of all, one may not be sufficiently serious about following the process. What is the meaning of one is not sufficiently serious? That means one wants to perform spirituality as well as an investigation. They want both. If you mix both the things, actually you cannot ask for both. You cannot ask for an investigation and Krishna consciousness. To make it more simple to understand, Krishna consciousness demands that anything you do, you connect it to Krishna. You want to eat halwa, you make it an offering to Krishna and then you ask for Krishna. Otherwise it becomes and also, I think that you have to do things in a Krishna conscious way, there are going to be some solutions. Like for example, one cannot go for some yogi, that is, body or consciousness. Now, one cannot eat meat, one cannot drink wine, one cannot engage in negative sense. So there are some prohibitions which one should follow automatically, naturally. So there are people who want to do Krishna consciousness, but they take it very lightly. They take this spiritual path very lightly. They consider it to be something like some spiritual entertainment. Some entertainment. Like they go for classes once in a year, or they go to temple once in a year for Janmashtami. Or they may come to classes once in 2 months or once in 3 months, just to pay a visit. And some people come to classes so that they can hear some nice speeches and they think it's very nice speeches for a year. I want to relax my heart a little bit, so let me go to the class. This ultimate goal of life is simply lack of the heart. There is much more to life than that. We don't want to just temporarily lack of the heart, but we want to get out of the suffering altogether. Some people go to religious meetings as some social gathering or some kind of mundane piety. Mundane piety means they have some Durga Puja or they have some Ganesh Puja, and if you don't do it, if you are not a part of it, then people will not respect you in society. So people will look at like that. So these people are actually not at all in the spiritual path. Spiritual path demands that one should be quite serious about spiritual life. And one will not try to mix self-verification with Krishna consciousness. Both go live together. They cannot go together. But some people, they will in first year, but then they go out and they do some non-physical activity. So that is like, getting a fire and boiling water in there. Again, you get a fire and you pour water. And how can you expect the stove to heat the vessel? It's not possible. You cannot do both together. So we all can introspect ourselves and find out, even at a certain platform, what are the things in my life that I am doing fellow Krishna consciousness, the necklace. On the right hand side is necklace. What are the things which are known pretty well are not favorable to my Krishna consciousness. Which are unfavorable and I am still doing that, I am not able to get out of it. For example, every day I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Not me, I am telling you that. You know the point. Is it favorable to Krishna consciousness? You know it very well, it's not favorable. So you write it on the right side. You make a list. Most often you will find the right side is still much longer than the left side. You will see that. But you are actually think you are unable to give up. Sometimes you want to, but you are unable to. So that is the reason why one may not be able to be serious. So meditation center education of Krishna consciousness is like offering someone seeds mixed with sand. How is it? If you mix sand and seeds like seeds is so sweet, but after that you put in the mouth and some stone particles come, then you feel so painful. Similarly, what you can do, you can't really like Krishna consciousness. I have the only in God terms now, but you all can think about your own personal life, how I am back to Krishna consciousness. If you are not completely happy, that means there is some amount of self-education mixed in that. So we have to analyze ourselves. Everyone can find out for oneself. Or we are having some boundary about surrender, limits of surrender. We are not able to expand and give ourselves completely at the feet of Krishna. Please take me, I want to serve you completely. So we are having our own limits of surrender. Also, if one is completely the last question to say yes, if one lack of determination. Lack of determination. Especially to practice strict vows that we take. Like some people make a vow that now one knows I am going to give up coffee. And then after 1 month they will again leave coffee. They will not be able to stop it. Or some people have given up smoking cigarettes. Some people have. Or, like for example, I got my sister and I went home. How to offer Boga to Krishna. She was very fond of it. So I gave her to buy a new plate and she kept everything in the plate. And then she left the plate and I told her every day you go to Sujaram and you have to offer like this, put it in the plate. So I spent about 3 days. Last day I found that there was no money. She had put everything in the plate. Out of laziness. But after return that, she stopped offering. So this is actually laziness. Because of laziness, she didn't want to offer. So the lack of determination actually can arise from laziness. You are not able to follow the strict law that you take. So if you faithfully follow the thought that it is really worth, some people think all these things are to the goal is to do. Oh, offering will take so much time. So you mentally operate as they take it. So while the problem is there, if you follow the process, it will be very helpful. You will see that it helps in improving your consciousness. So the mental operating becomes such a thing that over a period of time we never properly operate at all. We take it very seriously. So lack of determination is part of the six laws. One time a result of Prabhupada went to Prabhupada and asked it. So we all have taken initiation. But what if we are not following, if we are not able to follow the four related things? And Prabhupada became furious. He shouted at the disciples. He told him, how can you say that you cannot follow the principles? Otherwise, that will be taken initiation. He should not have taken initiation. A human being is different from an animal because he can keep the strict laws. It is possible for a human being. Whereas animal has no determination, but a human being has determination. For example, Ekadashi day, if you follow the law of not eating grain, will you ever eat grain till somebody offers you? Impossible. So how are you able to follow the law? You have the determination to follow it. You really want to consider every other woman other than one's own wife as a mother. Why can't one follow it? If one follows it, then one follows the principle of no other success. Similarly, once in a while, make it in, and things like that. So, if one has lack of determination, due to which one succumbs to the demands of the mind and senses, then gradually one loses seriousness in spiritual life. And gradually it will be like that. You see, the problem doesn't come in a very big way. It begins in a very small way. One day you have forgotten to chant 1 round. Or one day you have left 3 rounds for the next day. Or one day you have broken one of the principles. And you think, okay, this is the first and last time I am doing. I will never break it. Henceforth in future. That's all there is. And then gradually you will find that you break the principles. Actually, I am just telling you the principles, not examples, because examples are very in our life. There are so many principles that we have taught. And one should never give room to succumb into lower tendencies at any time. If you say one, this is only one thing, if you say that one thing will become 10 things later. It's like putting a hole in a boat. It comes two ways. First thing to happen at all, I'm putting a small hole. One small hole in a boat. But there is a submerge that I'm that ship to the later time. So, Maya, how does she behave with the living entity? If you have respect, she cannot say things. She cannot do anything. But if you give them to her a little bit, then just like we have heard the story of how the camel occupies the tent of the entire tent of the Arab. You know the story, isn't it? That he wanted to put his ears and how it is very cold that the kind of elephant puts her head inside and the city head inside. And I was sleeping peacefully. He said, come back. But he said, can I put on a tent leg inside? Too cold outside. So gradually it is 2 legs and then half body and then he goes to open the tail and then back leg like so the entire body can be picked out there and work there. Similarly, my answer was like that. Little by little she will take away your whole existence. 1 moment and 2 moments and 1 day, 2 days. You will be completely away from that company of devotees. So one should have determination. That's very, very important. Also, one is not serious in spiritual life. If one is not serious, then one can be careless. Careless is also very important. In the part of yoga, Shura Sadara Kaviya Vadanti, it is said. Shura Sadara means it is like a razor's edge. Why should, if the spiritual path is so dangerous, why should we adopt ready? Nobody can say. If the spiritual path is like a razor's edge, why should we bother about all these things? Better be like anybody else in the material world. Why should we take up a spiritual path?
That's the likelihood of falling down.
Okay, so we said that we cannot do it ourselves and we cannot achieve the ultimate goal. Very good point. All of you know that? Very good point. One day I have learned about the spiritual life. That's money from
that? No, starting
material life, that is nectar in the beginning. Very good point. Nectar at the beginning, poison at the end. Material life is nectar at the beginning, poison at the end. It looks like nectar, poison at the end. I was telling the other day in our temple, that the mother is putting this naphthalene bulb in the locker. It was looking so attractive. When I was in childhood, once I took an apple ball and wanted to put it in my mouth, father thought of the man and said, very dangerous. But it is so attractive. It shines like lightning. It is looking for the very sweet, you know. See, it's a beautiful apple. It's just an apple in ball. Yeah, it looks very attractive. But when you put it in your mouth, you will die. Because it is poisonous. Similarly, materials like this, they appear like nectar in the beginning. But they are poisonous. Later on, they will lead us to the doctor. Yeah. Right? So, very nice point, you all made today. You understood the subject very nicely.
What on spiritual life? You
are getting
from there.
Spiritual life, if you really start, you can begin from that. You left off to you. Very good. So, in this way, spiritual life, although it's a risky life, you have to get us a part of class measure, still to accept it. Just like if somebody is having a lot of beer, you know, the beer has to be removed. Only then you will look neat and clean, isn't it? So maybe we are also having the beer of karma, 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 mastery, everything. Last slide in the anger illusion field. So these things have to be removed in order to bring out the original glory of the soul. So if you have to remove that, what will I do? You know the razor, isn't it? So razor is dangerous. If you take a razor, start shining. Once you are very completely will look beautiful. There is no doubt about it. Similarly, once you practice spiritual life sincerely and you go back to Godhead, then all the doctors and the other, they are the finished. But when you are shaving, while shaving, then the right knee will get cut in with your cancer. That's what it means. If a few days, then why do they shave at all? Let me not shave only. Is it entertainment for that? If you look that way, and it is well like a big part, otherwise it's not. So you have to shave. But one has to have the correct view that does very carefully, and one should not be careless while doing it. So one has to be very careful. So as you said, even on a royal road, there is a possibility of accident. Don't think the royal road, there may not be any accident. Krishna consciousness is a royal road. It appears that it is a completely empty road, it's a straight road and very wide road. What will happen to me? While walking, we have to be very careful. While treading the road, there is a possibility of accident, even in such a road. So one has to be careful. That is why one should understand. Even if you have spent 15, 20 years in the moment, one cannot say, now I don't have to worry about anything. I am free. You cannot say that. Can anyone who is the driver of a car say that 20 years I have been driving, now I don't have to carry the steering only. Can you run a car later? What will happen to the car? So, one should never become proud of such a life. Anybody can pass. Jam from such a life. So, if one is not sufficiently serious, then all these things could happen. One may become careless and one will fall victim to Maya. How to cover life in the purpose? To pursue transcendental path is to declare war on illusory energy. What is illusory energy? Illusory energy is Maya. So if you are declaring war against Maya, now imagine in your mind that there is a war going on. Two big parties are there. It's like a Kurukshetra war, like Kaurava and the Pandavas. In that way, there is a war going on in our life also. So we are in the side of Krishna, and there is Maya on the opposite side. And we have so many people who are also fighting along with us, like the great Sannyasis, they are all like the Maharathis. And following them, there are many people sitting in the elephants, isn't it? So many people are following them in the elephants. Like in Kurukshetra war, for every chariot, they have 10 elephants. In every elephant, there were 3 men sitting. Sorry, there were 6 men sitting. 2 were holding bows, 2 were having lances, you know, like different people have holding different things. So for every horse, there were 10 elephants. And for every elephant, there were 10 horsemen. And for every horseman, there were 10 infantry, foot soldiers, like that. In the same way, in spiritual psychology, you will find that there are very exalted souls, like the spiritual master, guru, and after them there are many sannyasis in the moment. And then after that there are so many people, there are brahmacharis, there are grihasthas, there are boys, there are all people. So these people are all soldiers, according to different capacities. And you are fighting against whom? It's a fight against Maya. In fact, all of us, we have declared an open fight. How? Like many of boys and girls and mothers and probably they see they come with Jyoti Gupta and carry here, come to program. And you ask children, sometimes when you come to temple, you ask children, people ask you, what is this Kantumala? What is this Tila? Or where are you putting all this wish? People ask you, right? So you are openly declaring a war. You are ready to tell Maya, but I don't want to be on your side, I want to be on Krishna's side. You do whatever you want. Krishna will protect me. So you come to Krishna's side. So when you are fighting this war, sometimes you find in the war somebody being hit and wounded. So some of us may get wounded also in the war. There is a possibility. You don't expect an arrow that is coming towards you and then comes and hits your leg. Then you get wounded and you fall down. And somebody has to come and put some bandage for your wound. In the same way, sometimes we see some people are enthusiastic, 2 rounds, 5 rounds, 10 rounds, 15 rounds, they come and they are chanting very nicely. All of them on 5 morning become phantom. That has begun. Either the strength has distracted them, again back to Maya. Or they tell that the Krishna consciousness is coming in the way of their material life or studies or something like that. So they give up and go. Some of the devotees may have to go and touch them and bring them back again. So again they bring them back and again they start fighting against Maya. Sometimes people even fall away after 2 years or 3 years or 5 years or 10 years. So sometimes even great Maharathis may fall somebody was fighting. So even one of the parts will become disturbed by that. It can never become disturbed. Because there are always people who are going to be hit by the arrows and they will fall down. But we should go ahead fighting. If possible, if we can extend our help to them, we should extend our help. And try to again use some energy and management to fight against Maya. But if we cannot do that, at least we should protect our social life. We should never get tired. And until that, as it is a shaknoti level in total, prakshari is emotion as it is. Until the point of death, one should continue this prakshari. Then Krishna will please. Krishna says that. Till the point of death, this portion of lust, pride, envy, anger, they all are going to trouble you, drag you. These are actually portions of the Maya only. So one should very carefully learn to always fight against Maya. And we are not fighting with other strength. If you are fighting with other strength, you will be finished long ago. We are actually fighting with the empowerment of Krishna. Just like Krishna empowered Arjuna and other Pandavas to fight against Kaurava. In the same way, in this war against Maya also, you are getting empowerment. How is it coming from? Where is it coming from? That you are giving Krishna Katha regularly, that gives you spiritual nourishment. You are not the body, you are the soul, you are understanding that. Maybe you are chanting Hare Krishna every day. And then discussing with equals, seniors, juniors. So you get nourishment more and more. Krishna Kavaraj Goswami says, Shravana, hearing is like eating grain. Just like when you eat grain for the body, you get nourishment. In the doing sound, you get spiritual stamina. You can bring spiritual body to that. You get tremendous stamina by hearing more and more faithfully. There is tremendous stamina and nobody can shake you. The more you hear with great sight and the more you render service, actually by hearing, you get jnana. By rendering service, you get vijnana, realization. So realization is, comes by digesting what you heard. That can be done by serving entering service to Krishna. By coming to temple entering services. So one, realization. So the devotees of the Lord have declared a war against Maya. And you know what does Maya do? Nobody is not here. That's all. First of all, one may not be sufficiently serious about following the process. To pursue the transcendental path is more or less to declare war on the illusory energy. Consequently, whenever a person tries to escape the clutches of the illusory energy, she tries to defeat the practitioner by various allurements. So Maya offers various allurements. Because of the allurements offered by Maya, many people fall victim. For example, there are many saints and sages who came to part of spiritual life, but they became attracted by acquiring more and more knowledge and becoming scholars. So they did become like scholars, but they forgot the purpose for what they came. So why do you read the scriptures? Is the goal of reading scriptures to become a great pundit? That's the goal. Yeah, to realize Krishna, to realize other goals, and find that Krishna. But some people who read the scriptures gradually gather more and more knowledge and they become proud. And because of the pride, they forget the essence of the scriptures. Like for example, Keshav Kashmiri. He was very knowledgeable. He was so much empowered by Saraswati. But within a few moments, he could write 100 verses on Mother Ganga. But what was the use of all this knowledge? Because the knowledge did not beget humility. What was the use of such knowledge? Just like the tree, which is bearing lots of fruit, due to the heaviness of the fruit, it always bows down. In the same way, if one is rich with knowledge, that should actually beget humility. One should immediately become humble. In fact, like you said, during the time of ancient, the whole world was very much to be number one scientist in the entire world. But ancient never took the words of people seriously at all, in his mind at least. Because he said, I am always very eager to discover what God has created. And I feel myself incompetent and insignificant in front of God. Because the discoveries are made of very, very insignificant. But God has opened up this entire universe, and I don't even know how you created it. So in the same way, when people truly attain knowledge, they have to become humble automatically. But sometimes this knowledge leads to pride. So this is actually a trick of Maya. Maya sometimes will inspire someone to acquire more and more knowledge, and this man will become proud, and he will forget to grow up. Similarly, some people get yogic power by practicing yoga. the one practices the yama niyama pranayama asana and then they do pratyahara. In the state of pratyahara, they get many things to walk on water, to fly on sky, or to become smaller than an atom and penetrate the wall and go to the other side. Or they get this siddhis like ishita, that is whatever you want from a distant place. In that one great magician who had some siddhis, showed Prabhupada that I can get the pomegranate from Australia, from some other place, got the pomegranate by the ishita shakti, by that. So there are people like that, even today you find there are many people who do that. They have this power of siddhis to create ashes or to create gold, to do so many things. But by exhibition of these powers, one gradually deteriorates himself. Because he is making a show to the world. So he targets the goal for which he started in spiritual life. Like you know Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra was so proud of his power, yogic power, that he wanted to send an unqualified person to Swarga. Who was it? Vishwamitra. And when Vishwamitra was rejected and sent back to earth, that was nothing but ego of Vishwamitra. Then he said, I will create a Vishwamitra Sarva for you in the game. So he created a baby in heaven. In which Vishwamitra was hanging. He could not go back to heaven. So he was unqualified fellow. Just to help him raise the valuable human form of life. So even if you become a great yogi, it's no use. You should target the ultimate goal. That shouldn't be the latter. So this way, Maya presents varieties of allurement. Sometimes it is said that opulence attracts opulence. One of the opulences is renunciation. So if one renounces everything of the world and leaves a very simple life, he will find that all who could come and give him so much wealth, people want to come and give wealth. The people who are very renounced, they want to come and give charity. Someone is going to come and give charity. But if one thinks that his wealth is meant for money enjoyment and enjoy the wealth, then one wants to come. Similarly, when one becomes renounced, one may get a lot of followers. You see, every opulence attracts people. If you are very beautiful, people will be attracted to you. If you are very intelligent, you have a penetrating sharp intelligence, then you will attract a lot of people. Similarly, if you are very renounced and you are living a pure life where there is neither amount of food and you sleep little and you know that three bark and you have a lot of data in your body, you have matter hair, then people become attracted to you. How can a person, human being, do all these things? And people come and bow down at your feet and respect you. In this way, sometimes people get thousands of followers. And once they get the followers, and the followers start, what are you calling them as? God. And they start believing it. Probably I'm God. So they renounce the lower pressure for getting a higher pleasure. What is the use of such sacrifice? It's meaningless. So they forget the ultimate goal of going back to God. And then they are caught up in the material world. That's why they come half to say, Nadanam, Nadanam, Nasandari, Kavitam, Kalyapati, Shakamadi, Mahadharmani, Ganganeshwari, Kavatar, Tatsira, Haitati. He said, I don't want wealth, my dear God, I don't want beautiful women, I don't want any number of dollars, but I simply want to serve you well and well, unconditionally. I want to serve you. Because you see, majority of the spiritual followers, the so-called phantom killers, they are keeping themselves, many of them. They want yoga to be, some of them want to merge in God and become God. They have many people who have such aspirations. But actually, the devotee of God aspires only for one thing. I want to serve the Lord. That too, not only now, both are people. So, Maya is going to present one of the other so many allurements in all of our lives. All of us are going to say the allurements of Maya according to our own capacity. It's not that Maya will give the same allurement to everyone. She will give according to your capacity. She is just like in, you know, in your fifth standard you have mathematics. And tenth standard also you have mathematics. But you know the difference between the two. Because the level of questions, therefore, is much different. You have the PhD in mathematics. We cannot even make anything out of it. It is looking Greek and Latin for us. Similarly, even if you want to become very exalted in social life, such one and such one comes with allurement. To give you a simple idea, when they are at a very ground level, the allurements may be giving up smoking. A very big thing. You're giving up smoking now. After that, you have temptation. But many of the assemblies in the world today tell you, it is, you don't even consider it in your mind. because you don't cross your mind smoking again, you know. But for some, you do not smoking at such a regular time. You have just given up and they are always afraid of the temptation. This is something very broad. But higher than that, you are following all the prohibited principles, you are chanting the same on every day, you are a proper devotee. How can Maya attack you? In what way? In such a way, pride can come. But I am a good devotee. All people are bowing down to me. People are respecting me, honoring me. People consider me senior. People come to me for advice and counseling. That means I have to be great. If I don't have good quality in me, then why are they coming to me? The mind will develop like that. It is one form of Maya. And the other one, adoration. You want people to glorify us. You want people to say that we are wonderful. We are very eager for getting appreciation from other people. We want to share that appreciation and relate that. Not only that, in a more subtle platform, the mind wants distinction. Distinction means when you are glorified, you are not so happy. Why? Because you don't want somebody else to be glorified besides you. You want the exclusive and unique glorification. That is the distinction. For example, if I tell one devotee that, oh, he's a brilliant devotee, answer the question. And if you also tell another devotee, that devotee is also very brilliant, then immediately you don't put down. Why did he say that he is also brilliant? He doesn't know, he wants that below me. Like that. So that is even subtle actually. Topic, adoration, distinction. These are all Maya acting at a very, very subtle level. So, these things are all there in our spiritual life as we advance. You can see finer and finer forms of Maya, allurement, topic in Maya. That is why it is said, when one wants to go back to Godhead, then one will be offered everything. Like you will be shown in other sanitary temple, you will be enjoyed. So you will be given dhanam, sundariyam, everything will be given to you. And once you be able to say a big no to all these things, one will be given an opportunity to become God, like become God among people in society. So one has even crossed the Brahma Jyoti and entered into the kingdom of God, only seeking service of Krishna and lotus feet. Then, one will not fall down. One permanently gets a religion at the feet of Krishna. Till then, there is a likelihood of falling down. There are many levels of fall down. You can fall down to various reasons like this. So, Maya is presenting allurement. One last point, further next year, he says, the conditioned soul is already allured by the amount of material energy. The conditioned soul is already allured by what? The amount of material energy, rajogunas, tamogunas. And then every chance of being allured again to the performing transcendental useless. That means, already we have been allured before, and we were performing activities that are not reflecting a pure soul. Now we are given them up and we have come to the standard of life of a devotee. But the dream was always acting and our old habits are not gone. That's the thing in English, habits die hard, correct? Habits die hard. Habits are very difficult to give up. So the old habits are there and they are always tempting us. So one has to be very cautious. The example is given up as Sura, Kumbha, Vivaha, Pada. Just like a pot that was containing liquor. Liquor is kept in the substantial self of this example. It is Sura, Kumbha, Vivaha, Pada. Like in a pot, you keep liquor and then throw the liquor away and wash it any number of times. Still that smell will not go. Similarly, in our hearts also, although you have given up apparently the bad things and come, don't think that they have gone away. They all are still there, hidden. Sometimes they try to come out. They come out and they try to tell you, again they will. Why do you give it up? Again, again, the same sense of activity. So they are always tempting us. One has to be very, very careful. You have the story of, this is one story I can't tell you today, from the interesting story of Mahabharata. You know, there was a cat. This cat became very, very cold, and he became very skinny and emaciated. And he had no stamina in the body to jump on cat's back. So, and very, he appeared very, very peaceful. Now the rats there are meeting, all came together. What's happening? This cat has become such a very friendly person. So they had a great amazement to see this cat. And they all came together in a group and encouraged the cat. Sir, what happened to you? They gave up your profession of catting that. Then he says, no, now I become old man, now I want to give up all my simple activities, and now I want to go to Kashi, and the Varna Chen lead a very, very pure life. The reason I am going to go, before going there I want to become qualified, so I am performing penance nowadays. So rats became very happy, and they want to become very helpful to this cat. And the cat said, I am so weak, and I practically eat nothing nowadays. There is no stamina in my body. So if you all can help me, I am very thankful. So some rat said, please come on, we will take you to the riverside to take bath every morning. So on either side, I used to be two or four rats who catch his finger in the riverside. Rats leading the cat. So rats started having so much faith in this cat. But slowly, after 1 or 2 months, there was one intelligent rat. It found out that our brothers who go to the riverside to take him never return back. That is one observation. Another observation is that this cat has grown very clunky now. So there is the result that this rat comes up meeting and tells everyone, this cat has now got strength again. Every day he takes photo rats to the riverside and eats them. Like that. Then all the rats became very sick. They never came out after that. So this story is said to show how this path renunciation is given to him for the world, but it is actually path renunciation. We think we are kidding others, but we are kidding ourselves. For the path ego, the path renunciation is a very good partner. It is very satisfying to the path ego, but we are actually kidding ourselves. Same Krishna consciousness, we have to be clear about our goal. So many things are going to come and give me to a giver. We should never give way to them. Just keep them away. It is not Krishna consciousness. It is not Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness? Serving birth after birth. That's the last week. So keep the present in your life and keep aside everything else that comes to take you away from Krishna. So one has to be very, very conscientious to be aware of this. Otherwise, we will be making a show of power renunciation. Like for simple example, Parayata Rishi, if you fast, you should not tell anybody. If you tell that you are fasting, then you lose the power, you lose the Shakti that you get out of it. So we should not do Yata Rishi fasting to tell people that we are fasting. We have a great desire that the picture comes to know that I am fasting. Whether I tell it or somebody else tells it, people should come to know. Everyone should come to know that I am a very active person. And I don't eat on Yata Rishi. So we are very fond of that. It's actually a rejection. It's actually an element of Maya. So we can easily see in this way what are all our shortcomings in our heart. So today we discussed a few things, how a person falls down and why does a person fail in spiritual life. We have reasons, because the element of Maya. So when we go on every one of the words of Krishna, we say, even if we fall down, here in spiritual life there is a hope. How is it with this in the personal life? Yes. This is asking how to increase our inclination to keep up your actual walk. There are many ways to do that. One of the ways is that we have been always feeling the senses what they demanded for a long time. We have been doing that. So now we have to say no to the senses. For example, if you have never fasted an Ekadashi day generally, and you want to become different, then you fast an Ekadashi day. And your mind will tell you, if you fast, you will die. You still may get something. Oh, now I fast it, tell us, and then half an hour if you fast, I will die. Mind will tell like that. Because I don't let me die. You don't have to fast actually. You can see that. You just drink half an hour an Ekadashi day, and you fast, and you feel you are a good in that day. But the mind is so crazy, it always is the wrong thing. Actually, Ekadashi is fasting. It should not be seen as a deprivation. It should be seen as a, not it should be seen as a cleansing of the Krishna. It should be seen as a service to Krishna. You feel like that. Many people think that your fast is good for my body. They are not doing Ekadashi for that. You do it as a service to Krishna. Actually, that fasting, what happens exactly there? Phenomena that happens is, but if you deprive the body, if you don't give away the body, which is actually dividing all this, you see that you get the ability to say no for the center of the mind. Somebody I was telling all the classes this morning, if you like something very much and they are attached to it, you give it out to somebody. Like if they are attached to your pen very much, they are coming attached to your pen. You give it out to somebody. Or if you are attached to your picture very much, give it to your best friend. So the renouncing things which you very much become materially attached. But giving it out, until you can easily see there are some things which you become unnaturally attached to. That way we can gain termination. Also, the regulation also leads to termination. Regulation means we have to, for example, sometimes we submit to the gayatri, isn't it? Many brahmanas, evening we serve here, afternoon we serve here. I use subtle actually, because sometimes you are engaged in some other service, you know, and later on you forget it. So nowadays we want to do is, asana is very much on the unit level gayatri. We are always used to use one other. The asana to keep a thought at all, isn't it? And yet always agree with people who are very vigilant. People who are the mountains, higher lights. People who are the strong experts, whose faith cannot be shaken. The faith is at the mountain. We are agree with them. But if you associate with people who are very weak, especially people in mode of ignorance, who are very, very lazy. Lazy people. If you agree with them, you will see that you lose your determination. You lose your determination. But be very careful. Not to have the company of the lazy people. But within the company are very serious people in spiritual life. Actually, the seriousness in spiritual life, the enthusiasm is very contagious. If one is content, one is having enthusiasm, then everyone will feel. The next person will feel, third will feel, fourth will feel. So, people who are very enthusiastic can also be recognized. So, we are associated with people having enthusiasm.